Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Butterfly is just another term for the caterpillar. It's really the caterpillar the entire time. And caterpillar opens his wings and just cannot leave. This is my life now. I get to fly around. I get to smell flowers and eat flowers.
Think that guy's
better than your
Raj.
God.
That is Aaron Rodgers stoned out of his mind on ayahuasca.
Can you make that a little bit louder for those sitting in the back to hear that? Because everybody needs to hear that guy talking about being a butterfly.
Makes me want to try it, man.
Butterfly is just another term for the caterpillar. It's really the caterpillar the entire time. And caterpillar opens his wings and just cannot leave. This is my life now. I get to fly around. I get to smell flowers and eat flowers.
How'd you like to run our football team?
Here's $40 million.
And why don't you come back next year and mentor the young guy we draft?
Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable.
I mean, that's not a selling point to try that.
Yeah. I mean, you see, that's my life, man. I'm like a butterfly, bro. Like, oh, my God. Like wings, man.
I am a beautiful butterfly.
I am going to fly around and land on these flowers, man. And I'm going to be like, well, I used to be a caterpillar. Now I'm a butterfly.
Mm. That's great. That is great. If you could see his face when he's
explaining. Oh, my, it was unbelievable. It's
the face is the best part.
His eyes aren't even open.
Now, did he just start thinking about this caterpillar butterfly effect, or did somebody ask him about it, or how does that topic of conversation come up? I mean, we've all, you know, been inebriated at one point in our lives and weird conversations take place, you know. That right there, though, that is the ultimate, like, PSA for not turning your franchise over to Aaron Rodgers.
Somebody in the text line just blew my mind, like Aaron Rodgers just sound. Isn't Die Hard basically grown up Home Alone? Guys break in on Christmas Eve to rob the place, and one guy saves the day.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Damn, that's crazy.
That is unbelievable. Way to go, text line. Take the rest of the year off, brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
Somebody says, if Kevin was at Home Alone with an armed weapon, Home Alone would be over in 5 minutes. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, you filthy animal.
Yippee-ki-yay. Awesome.
Yeah, Mr. Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry, are you wearing aftershave? Nice call, Zach. Alyssa from KC, toolbox coming down the stairs.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. That was the sound of a tool chest.
They all suck. Every single one of them sucks, you know?
Well, you know, sometimes people want to, you know, make their own booby traps, and that person is Tim Settle.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has its struggles. But
no lies.
I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I hope he's mobile enough, because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tim Settle. No threats, just promises. I'm glad. I appreciate that. Because we asked the other side of the break, you know, what's your percentage of confidence in this team right now? They're 13-1. Mm-hmm. They're the one seed in the AFC. They have one loss. It's to Buffalo. That's the one that stings. Like, if they had a loss to, like, Atlanta.
Right.
right?
This is over.
And beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
Do you think we'd have the same sort of narrative with the Chiefs?
I don't think we would.
The Chiefs were 13-1, and their only loss was in week 3 to Atlanta, and they beat Buffalo.
Right.
Will we still have this sort of energy that we see? Because, like, we're not.
No, because Buffalo would have one more loss, and this thing would be over. Right. I mean, if you would have just swapped the Buffalo game for the Atlanta game, these games do not matter over the course of the season, right? And like, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, you can lose to Atlanta in week 3 but beat Buffalo, you could sign up for that every single day of the week, right? It changes the entire narrative of where we sit right now. But we're sitting here at 13-1, and I feel like just walking around town and talking to people, I feel like there's less confidence right now in this team being 13-1 than, say, maybe the team in 2019 that won the first Super Bowl, or even, you know, the team 2 years ago when they won the first of two in a row. I think last year, I think a lot of people had some doubt because this team, you know, finished 11-6 and things just didn't look right offensively, you know, for this organization. And you had Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore and those. I mean, like, that was your receiving core last year. And so it was messed up from that standpoint. I feel like there was a lot of angst and anger last year at 11-6. And I said, look, nothing matters until we get to the postseason. Mm-hmm. And that's where I am right now. How do I feel? What's my percentage of confidence in the team? It's 100% because I know how this team plays in the postseason. And, you know, again, with the history lessons where Tim Settle didn't take Diane's class at Grandview High School and learn about history, I did. And I know the Chiefs are 15-3 in the postseason with Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. A loss to Tom Brady, and a loss to Joe Burrow. And that's the only blemishes on the record that Patrick Mahomes has in the postseason. So from my standpoint, knowing what has happened, how they ramp up once the postseason gets here, I've got all the confidence in the world in this football team. Until Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes aren't standing on that sideline together here in Kansas City, I will have the ultimate confidence that they're going to win the Super Bowl every single year.
I can't say I'm 100% because I think that the NFL just can literally stab you in the back at any point in time.
But this is the Chiefs. They don't.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still the three losses, right? Like, you had the offensive line issue against Brady's Bucks in the Super Bowl, and that's the last, you know, maybe most gut-wrenching loss, I think. I mean, obviously, you had the Cincinnati game and the AFC Championship game as well.
Right.
But, I mean, I would say I'm 94.8% confident in this team, which is still, you know, an A-plus rating if you're rounding up.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I it's one of those things where, you know, that's more confidence in any team that I still have in the NFL because I go back to the points. It's quarterback, coach, and, you know, belief in what they've done, right? Like, haven't seen D'Amico and Houston do it consistently. Back-to-back years of being a first-place team in their division, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen you come to Arrowhead yet in December, right? This is what we said yesterday. This is Mahomes' this season starting to tick off, right?
Right.
This is the time where Mahomes is like, all right, this is where it really starts. Like, people earlier in the year, when they were just going through wins, winning 17-10, winning 26-13, winning 22-20,
right,
27-20, whatever it might have been, they looked bored. Remember we were saying
that?
We
said that for years.
Right, they looked bored.
Yeah.
Well, now you have Tim Settle, who's giving you a little bit of fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of the year where Mahomes is damn near perfect in December, and now you get into where it's like, all right, this is the nitty-gritty. We have Houston, we have Pittsburgh, we have Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a divisional opponent that's arrived. We have a, you know, another AFC opponent who's at the top of their division. And we have another team that's coming in here that's at the top of their division. I've got to be at my best. This is when I am my best. You put those two together, my confidence isn't 100%. I can't put it at 100%, but I can put it at 94.9.
Mm-hmm. So, and look, I understand that. And look, Mahomes 21-6 in December for those scoring at home. You mentioned the word bored, and I love that word because I think they do play a boring style of football during the regular season because they know what they have to do to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show their entire hand in the regular season, which is the smart way to do it. Like, the Chiefs aren't like every other organization. Every other organization has to go out there every single Sunday and battle tooth and nail and fight their asses off and do whatever it takes to win games. Not that the Chiefs aren't doing that, but they have a whole separate section in their library that is just playoff stuff. And when they get into the playoffs, that's when they unleash the hounds. Like, the people who continually talk about Travis Kelce and, you know, the washness, is he done? And I've had a lot of people recently say, you think this is it? Is this going to be Travis's last home regular season game and all that kind of stuff? Hey, it may be. I don't know. But what I do know is that when the postseason gets here, Travis Kelce will be a completely different player. We saw that last year. We saw these guys emerge and take it to the next level. And for years, I've used an analogy that my grandmother always had, where she was always saving these clothes for good, right? I'm saving these clothes for good. And then she died, and you opened her closet, all her clothes still had tags on it. She never wore anything, right? She never got to saving it for good. But that's where the Chiefs are right now. The regular season is their preseason, and they're saving everything for good, which is the postseason. And we are going to see, again, as we hit the postseason, and maybe even these next three games, a completely different style of Chiefs football that we've seen over the first 2-3 months of this season, because now you're getting down to that crunch time. You're getting down to the games that matter, and they're going to start to unleash the hounds and all that stuff that they're saving for good. Now we're here. It's good time, baby, and they're going to roll out the good stuff, and we're going to see a completely different football team.
Yeah, and like I said, Mahomes, when it gets to the month of December, obviously he is 25-6 at this point. They just had their first game in December. What, they've had one or two games this December? Two?
21-6, yeah.
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 No, he's got to be 26-6. They played two December games this year, and as of last year, he was 24-6. So Mahomes,
I just saw it yesterday, 21-6. Yeah. Much like the first round draft pick. Anyway, he dominates right in December.
Yeah,
right?
And that's where I love that when he gets to this part of the season, everybody else is like, how does he keep doing this? Well, that's because he knows when it really matters.
When it matters.
When he really has to turn it on.